Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we're going to jump to a completely different subject, which is what I love to do on this program. It's a financial variety show. Let's call it that. And so on today's program, I want to talk about something that you don't maybe want to talk about, and that, or that sometimes people would prefer to put off and just think about at a later date, and that is how you are going to care for yourself when you're older or unable to do some of the things on your own. How will you get assistance? How will you be comfortable? How will you be safe? One of the options for doing that is to move into a facility, an apartment, a some sort of facility that allows you to get that care when you might need it. So to help us understand that, I have right in my own backyard here, on the east coast of Florida, for our listeners all over the country, right in the east coast of Florida, just right next to Ormond Beach, is another little town called Holly Hill. And in Holly Hill, we have Riviera Independent and Assisted Living Facility. And so their director of sales, Noel Colucco, is with me in the studio. Noel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good afternoon, David.
All right. It is great to have you. I am seeing more and more of this be a subject and an area of interest for a lot of people. So I said, we need to have somebody come on who can really guide us in what this is all about. So let me get some information out to our listeners, and I'll remind them about this later. If you'd like to talk to Noel about Riviera and what they do there, I've got some information for you. Of course, there's her telephone number. It's 386-677-5000. And you've also got a website, RivieraHollyHill.com. Okay, so Noel, tell us, first of all, let's break it down in the most basic thing to start. Let's assume that nobody knows anything, and we need you to give us some of the basics. So what type of facility is Riviera?
We're both assisted living and independent living.
Okay, so that doesn't mean nursing home, does it?
Correct. It does not mean nursing home.
Okay, you say that with a smile, because that's the advantage of having a guest in the studio. I could see the smile. So you say that there's a smile there. Is it because people get confused about that often? Or
they absolutely get confused. There is a total difference between a skilled nursing community and an assisted living or independent.
Okay, so let's just kind of do it this way. Let's say that somebody is, they're independent. They're getting around. They're driving. They're doing stuff. But they just are wanting to, I guess, prepare or put themselves in a place where when they can't maybe do things on their own, would that be where they would take advantage of your independent living arrangement?
Correct, David. What independent does is you do have your own apartment, but we do cook your meals for you. We also clean your apartment. There's transportation for you, so you don't have to use your car. So you're really independent. So you have socialization, people around you, activities that go on all day. So you're not alone.
That sounds good. I'd like to have that now. Will you cook my meals? That sounds great. All right. Just kidding. But you know what? There is a point when people can say, you know what? That's nice. I don't want to stand over a stove, or I don't feel comfortable, or my back hurts and I don't want to stand that long, or whatever the reason. Okay. So if we kind of go through the, what we'll call, I guess the technical thing is kind of the different care settings, if you will.
Correct.
You have independent, you have apartments. They're all kind of attached to the facility.
They're two separate buildings with two separate lunch, dining rooms, I should say. And with the independent, you have your separate dining room. You have your own people that you entertain all day long. There's happy hours. There's trips out to lunches. There's gambling, which most people seem to love. So there's plenty of things to do. So if you don't want to have your home anymore where you're responsible for your lawn or you're responsible for fixing that refrigerator, or your air conditioner breaks, and you're aging, independent is right there for you, and we could take care of all those things that you didn't want to do in your home.
That's really nice. That's really nice. I don't think there's anything wrong with anybody just really having an honest conversation with themselves or with their family. Son, daughter, friend, whatever your relationship is, talking to somebody about evaluating these kinds of options when it becomes a little more difficult. So you have the independent, and then you have the next step is the assisted. So distinguish that for us.
Assisted living is all your activities of daily life. Everything that we're so used to doing, combing your hair, brushing your teeth, cooking your meals, eating. So we could take care of those things for you. So if you have a hard time cutting your food, we could assist you with that. If you need help going to the bathroom, we could assist you with that. That's exactly what assisted means, to be assisted in your activities that you do every day.
Yeah, the technical term there, those are the activities of daily living, the things that we take for granted, right?
Correct.
I didn't think very long about this morning about brushing my teeth or shaving or combing my hair. I just did it, and as I was starting my day, it was a normal thing, and I can't tell you the details of doing that because I didn't think really about it. I just did it as I was getting ready. I was checking my phone for an email. I'm moving and going, but as we get older, and it's not just, this is another important point I'm sure you would want to make, Noelle, is that this isn't just for people that are very senior, very old. This is also for sometimes younger people who've had something happen that impairs their ability to be independent, right?
We're a 55 and older community, so you must be at least 55 years old to be able to come into the community.
Okay. You card them when they come in? You got to get
that?
You've been carded all your life, and then you get carded to get into the community. I like that. So I should have asked you this earlier. How many units or how many apartments do you have on the independent side? How many assisted living? How many other?
We're 75 apartments in independent living and 76 apartments in assisted living.
Okay, and that's it. That's the two.
That's
okay.
It.
All right, that's very good. Okay, so you can do the independent, you can do the assisted, and there's also are there options on how many rooms or how big of an apartment or how big of an assisted living room you can have?
There are different rooms, yes. We have studios, one bedrooms, and two bedrooms.
Now, is that for the independent and for the assisted living? So you can have a studio and be on the independent or the assisted living?
Correct.
Okay, so you move in, you're in an assisted living, or you're in a studio, or you're in a one bedroom or a two bedroom, you can stay there, and then just your care is expanded, or your assistance is expanded. Is that a fair way to put it? Clarify me then. Go ahead.
They're two separate buildings.
Okay, so you need to move from one. Okay, I'm with you now. Because the assistance. Okay, I got you now. See, this is why we wanted Noelle to come on. Noelle Colucco is our guest. She is with Riviera Independent and Assisted Living Facility. She is their director of sales. And the website is RivieraHollyHill.com. Telephone number 386-677-5000. That's 1825 Ridgewood Avenue, Holly Hill. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick break, Noelle, and we'll come back and talk some more.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
All right, welcome back. Noelle Colucco is my guest, Director of Sales, Riviera. And I'm going to ask Noelle to repeat a bunch of stuff we're talking on the break, even though you're listening to a little commercial spot there talking about some opportunities for you. Okay, Noelle, so let's back up here. This is really good stuff, so we got to repeat this for you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so let's talk about the history of the facility. When was it originally built?
Riviera was built in 1923. We're a historic landmark.
Wow.
It's very cool. It's absolutely beautiful. It has such southern charm. It's just beautiful.
And then there was a makeover, right?
In 1999 is when it became an assisted living. And a small company out of North Carolina bought us.
And what was the name of the company?
Bell Senior Living.
Okay. And then was there a subsequent change after that?
There was a change just about 2 years ago with a company called Five Star Senior Living, who's about the third player in the country for long-term care.
And they own several of these, right?
Over 300.
Wow. Okay. So, and of course, you know, for those of us over in the financial world, we see the trends that are happening with 10,000 baby boomers. And I'm sure that's not lost on you as well, Noel. 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day. They are transforming every industry or sector that they touch. And of course, there are a lot of them that are going to be looking at needing assisted living or maybe starting out with independent. So you've got some, obviously, some big management, a corporation behind you for the support. But in terms of what people experience at the facility, talk to me about, because you know what the truth is, I've never really spent much time. I may have gone and visited somebody, but I've never spent much time. If they're in an independent apartment, talk about security. I think that's probably a concern that a lot of people have. You're there. You're in a place where there are people around, which is good. Security, how's it work? Talk to me about being there, what that's like.
8 p.m. at night, everything locks. So you have to have a certain code to get in, whether you're going through the front door or the garage or the kitchen.
So you've got a curfew.
You sure do. You could come in at 10 o'clock or 12 at night, but you must know that code or you can't get in.
Okay.
There are security cameras all through the community, so you don't have to worry about that. And we're more like a family there. We have monthly parties of each floor so that you get to know your neighbor, which is important.
That's very good. And so the best way then, I mean, I would imagine that you make available, people can come in, they can make an appointment, they could take a tour.
I welcome anybody for a tour, lunch. And David, since you said you haven't had the opportunity, my doors are open to you to come in and have a tour and have lunch with me. So you have the opportunity to see the Riviera.
And I have all these witnesses that just heard that offer. So I get to have a tour and I get to have lunch. That's good. Well, you know, that's actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, Noel, because people are sometimes concerned about, well, I mean, is this going to be cafeteria food? Is this going to be, I mean, you know, is this, are you going to feed me real food? So I get to test that out.
We have our own pastry chef. We have three chefs there.
Oh boy.
But we have our own pastry chef, and I've gained 15 pounds just because of him. But nothing is canned. Everything is fresh.
Okay.
The food is excellent.
So he's evil, but he's a good chef. Okay.
It's wonderful.
So, and do they take care of special food requirements and things like that?
We have to meet the state's requirements.
Very
yes.
Good. Very good. And so, all right, so that makes sense. And then now, here's the next logical question. I've got a couple for you. I would imagine that sometimes you fill up on either, because you only have so many, say, a studio or a one-bedroom or two-bedroom. Do you take, if the appropriate thing is not available, maybe you could have a waiting list, or how do you handle that in terms of people being able to say, I know I'm going to need this at a certain time. Can they reserve ahead, or you just kind of first come, first come, just so people understand how it works?
It is a first come, first serve basis, but just say you wanted to move in December. I would say, come by, see me now. You could always leave a small deposit. I could hold a room for you. And then you have to come at least 45 to 60 days in advance.
Okay. This is another question I wanted to ask. Do you have people that, you know, with the assisted care, do you have sometimes people that are coming from, let's say they've had some sort of surgery or some sort of medical procedure, and they just can't go back home yet on their own? You have some people that come into the assisted living area for a period of time, and before they're able to kind of, like you use the example of cutting their own food or brushing their hair, before they're able to kind of go back to doing what they were doing.
You're getting good at this, David. Oh. It's called respite.
Ah, okay.
So that's a temporary stay.
Okay.
And we still do give you your three meals a day and clean your apartment, do your laundry. It's almost home, I would call it.
You know, I took a risk there, Noel, asking that question, because my wife was going to say, you know, I like that idea. I'd like to take one of those respites, because we've got three kids and we're busy. But that's very good to know, because I think that one of the things that concerns people, especially if their family is all over the country, is if they, you know, are going to go into some sort of, have a procedure, they're not going to be comfortable at home by themselves. They're not going to be able to handle it. And to know that they can go to a facility like yours and be able to have a period of time that they can be there for that, and then, you know, everything goes well, they can go back home. But if they can't, they're in a secure place.
That, and we have rehabilitation right on the...
Oh, so you beat me to it. I was going to ask you about that as well.
Right there right there at our center, there's rehabilitation. So they could still get rehabilitated while they're there. And like I said, they're almost home. Once the rehabilitation is done, then we could send them home when they're ready.
Very good. All right, that's very good. Okay, so we've got the independent, we've got the assisted living. Now, the next logical question is, what about, where do you kind of make the break point or the delineation for when somebody can no longer really be assisted adequately in the assisted living, and they need to maybe then move out into a skilled facility, I guess, is what I'm thinking about. What's kind of the break point? Because I'm sure you've had that, of course.
It's rare. The only thing would be is if they couldn't walk.
Okay.
So that, if they had a feeding tube, but 99 9/10 of the time, they don't have to move.
Well, and the reason I ask that is I think, again, we clarified at the beginning of the show about people's perceptions about what is a assisted living or what is a nursing home. This really, with the level of care that you can provide, Noelle, is allows them, a lot of people, never to have to go to that nursing home.
Correct.
And we all hear the stories of the, of course, concerns about safety and health, but also about the cost, which can be rather, if you're talking about skilled care, yeah. You didn't see that, ladies and gentlemen. Noelle, she did a big gulp. She's like, it can be a lot of money, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, I think what I would want for myself, and I'm sure most people would agree with me, is they want to remain independent as long as possible. But then when you know that you might need some help, the independent is an option, independent apartment, and then, of course, going into the assisted living. And then I think the other thing is if you have people with having some, what about the cognitive impairment or the Alzheimer's? I guess at the early stages, there can be support, but at some point, there might need to be a change there as well.
We have a sister facility. It's called Seasons by Riviera.
Good grief. You beat me to it. Okay. Seasons by Riviera. And that
it's right here in Ormond Beach.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's a 40-bed community that is totally secured. So if you have somebody that does have Alzheimer's or a cognitive disability where they are wandering, then that would be the place for them.
Okay, so that's like what we call, another term I've used and I've heard, tell me if this is correct, a memory unit?
Correct.
Okay, all right. See, I am learning. Thank you, Noelle. All right, if you're just joining us, Noelle Colucco is my guest. She's Director of Sales at Riviera Independent and Assisted Living. The website for more information is rivierahollyhill.com. Telephone number is 386-677-5000. They're right in Holly Hill on Ridgewood Avenue. You've driven by it probably many times if you live in the local area. Let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com. What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
All right, welcome back. Noelle Colucco is my guest, Director of Sales, Riviera Independent and Assisted Living, a 5-star senior living community. That's pretty good, huh? I could do the commercials for them. All right. RivieraHollyHill.com and 386-677-5000. And I'm real pleased to tell you that I before coming back from the break, I asked Noelle, I said, well, you know, what would be helpful is let's talk a little bit about how this works, you know, financially, right? Because that's a significant part of any change you make in your living arrangement, regardless of what you're going to do. And Noelle said, yeah, let's do. That's a great idea. And I know that some people are reluctant to talk about this, but it's important. So let's do that. First of all, if somebody moves into the facility, they move into, let's say they start out on the independent side, do they have to sign like a lease like an apartment? How does that work?
There's really no lease. It's a 30-day lease with a 30-day out.
Nice.
We say it's a yearly lease because we don't want your rent to go up.
So you can get a price lock for a year.
Correct.
But then if you want out, you can get out.
30 days.
That's pretty cool. And then same thing on the assisted side? Or
correct.
Okay. Now, you mentioned if I was paying attention properly, you have a studio, a 1-bedroom, and a 2-bedroom. Is that, again, that's on both sides of the house, so to speak?
Correct.
Okay. So you could have a studio on the independent, or you could have a studio on the assisted living. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about cost. The basic monthly expense? Is that for the room, and then there could be additional costs? Is it all wrapped up into one price? How does that work?
The independent, naturally, because we don't have as much work to do with the people, is a little bit less money. That starts at $1,800.
Okay.
Up to $2,600.
Okay, so depending on if you've got the smaller studio up to the two-bedroom, you're looking between $1,800 a month to $2,600.
Correct.
Now, here's the key thing. If you're an independent and you want meals or you want these other things, these are things that are they add-on to that price?
There are two meals included in that.
Wow, okay, cool.
Your water, your electric, your cable is included. Your transportation and housekeeping is included.
That sounds pretty good. Lisa's nodding her head. She likes it too. All right. That sounds pretty good to me. Two meals a day, boy.
So you have one check, all inclusive, and you're done for the month.
I could load up on breakfast and dinner and I'd be good. I'd be... you don't know what you're in for when I come by for that meal, Noel. Okay, so now if you want things beyond that, are there, again, we're still on the independent side. What else might I need to spend money on if I'm on the independent side?
If you needed storage, we do have storage space.
Okay.
Underground parking. Wi-Fi.
Cool. I didn't even know you had that. That's excellent. Plenty of parking.
Okay. Plenty of parking.
Okay. So that's on the independent side. Now, if I go over to the assisted side, give me kind of the corresponding numbers.
Sure. We're looking at 22 to 3,000.
Okay. That's not as much of a jump as I thought. So now they're getting... that
three
extra
meals
care.
A day.
Three meals a day, because again, you can't do some of the things on your own. That makes sense. Three meals a day, and you're getting that help. So I guess what I would imagine here, Noel, is that you're going, as you were talking with somebody, if they're going to need the assisted living side of this arrangement, and that's what they want, you're going to talk to them individually. This is not kind of a, you know, one size fits all, right? I mean, you're going to talk with them about what their needs are.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm there to help them meet their needs, the family's needs. You know, there's a lot of guilt that goes through that when the kids have to see their parents and stuff. So I'm there to help them any way that I can.
So then you can say, okay, let's talk about what your needs are going to be. You need help with these specific things. And that may change, of course, naturally. The need or the care may expand. But you'll have a basic, here's what we're going to be able to do for you. And that can all be built into this, the price, monthly price.
Right. We do a full assessment when you walk through the door, head to toe assessment. So we know what your needs are, and then 60 days after that we do it again, and then every 90 days from there on.
And that's done by who? Does
our nurse,
that?
Our director of nursing.
Okay, director of nursing on staff. Another question I wanted to ask: this takes a lot of people, right? This is you've got a team. So, how many people do you have on staff working at this facility?
All in all, I mean, I'm talking with administration, the kitchen help, housekeeping. We have 95 employees.
Wow, for what do we have?
151?
Mm-hmm. Five. Mm-hmm. Okay, 95 to 151. You know, there are cruise ships that can't even get close to you. In terms of the staff to resident, that's very interesting. Okay, well, that's good to know. All right, very good. Well, let's do this. Let's take another quick break. Come back. Noel Colucco is my guest. Riviera Independent and Assisted Living Facility, a 5-star senior living facility. And the website, RivieraHollyHill.com, 677-5000-386, area code. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And welcome back. I asked Noel to stay a little bit longer with us today. Noel Colucco is our guest director of sales, Riviera Independent and Assisted Living Facility, a 5-star senior living resort, I'll call it. How about that? Because that's what we were talking about on the break. I said, well, what makes your facility different? So that's the question, really, Noel, is, you know, when people, they have a lot of choices, thankfully. You know, we are in a great country with lots and lots of choices. And so if somebody is in the position to choose to go into your facility, why do they choose yours, say, versus another one?
Because, David, as you said, we're a resort. I always say we're the cruise ship that goes nowhere. We don't rock. We rock in a different way, but we don't rock back and forth like a boat. We have 5-star customer service. We would do anything to help anyone, any time of the day. We're the Hyatt of Holly Hill is what I say. Because,
oh, that's good.
We have a bus and a town car that takes people out 7 days a week, out to lunches, out to dinners. We do so many things for the community. Right now, we're doing something called Seniors Got Talent.
Oh, that's funny.
We had 35 people show up, and they're most of the people are from either Palm Coast or Port Orange, and you would not believe the talent of these seniors. It's wonderful.
That's cool. That's great. Well, I think the thing that, you know, again, people have a lot of, you know, a lot of concern, a lot of emotion about this transition, be it themselves making this transition or for the, you know, the family helping somebody make this transition. It's good to know that there is that. You mentioned the individual assessment. You mentioned, you know, the kind of a customization, but and the staff ratio. I can't get over having, 95 people that are there in various capacities to help. So they can come by. That's another important thing. They can come by. They can get a tour. They can call your office, the 386-677-5000. Ask for Noel Coluco, and you can arrange for them to come by. And I guess I'll state the obvious. You know, if I wanted to come by, let's say I wanted to, this is something I wanted to consider from my mom, okay? And I wanted to come, I don't need to bring her. I could just come and talk to you myself, right?
I'd appreciate that. And then afterwards, if you feel comfortable enough, then we want your mom to come in and have lunch or dinner and see the same folks that she'll be living with.
Yeah, so I could do a little sneak attack. I could tell her we're going to go out for lunch and, you know, and no, I'm kidding, of course. And mom loves when I mention her name and talk about this. And but I think that there's this, you know, just a natural little cloud that surrounds a stigma or a taboo or a discomfort. I guess that's what it really is for some people about this. But it's such an important thing. And of course, aging is a natural part of life. And I am very glad, Noel, that your facility's here, right here in our own community, and you're a choice that people can really consider strongly. So, excellent, excellent, excellent.
We want them to come out there and do yoga with us, do Zumba with us. Have fun. That's what it's about.
I tell you what, it's a good thing you got that minimum age 55, because I'm ready to come sign up myself. That sounds pretty darn good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to have Noel in the studio with us here today. Noel Coluco, Director of Sales Riviera. Noel, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, David. It was my pleasure.
All right. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.